This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
Oh, this is another answering your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Is Kyrie Irving too woke or too crazy for the NBA? Well, that's the debate that has the internet on fire right now, and there's a lot to unpack here.
Kyrie and Kanye, I'm going to help y'all quarterback this. I'm going to be your revolutionary consultant. I'm going to be Kanye and Kyrie's revolutionary political consultant.
And within seconds, I realized this was a terrible idea.
Now, while there are some trying to paint the star athlete as a revolutionary and others as a fool, there was a point where the man literally thought that the earth was flat. If that gives you any context clues to what's going on here.
You want your gloves on?
I need my gloves on. And it's round and it's not flat.
Can we do that off camera?
And now after some anti-Semitic tweets, some terrible interviews, and some more terrible tweets, things aren't going so well for Mr. Kyrie Irving.
Who saw that coming?
And while he did apologize,
I take my full responsibility, again, I'll repeat it, for posting something on my Instagram or Twitter that may have had some unfortunate falsehoods in it.
And he made some points.
A human being that's 30 years old and I've been growing up in a country that's told me that I wasn't worth anything and I came from a slave class.
The NBA major corporations like Nike still want their pound of flesh as the outrage at Kyrie continues to boil over, as well as the support. Were people angry that LeBron just kind of threw him under a bus just a little bit?
Or saying harmful things to any community that harm people. I don't respect it. I don't condone it.
But he did say that, you know, Kyrie apologized and let it go, which may or may not help much because he's losing millions of dollars after major corporations started treating him like Kanye after he dropped his going DEFCON on Jews comments. And if we're being real honest here, I do feel like kind of little of this is bad timing because I do believe that some of the heat he is receiving is boiling over from Kanye's recent antagonizing of the Black and Jewish communities in his tweets, Instagram posts, and interviews as well.
The answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do. It's the obvious thing.
But luckily, Dr. Umar has his back. You know, the Black revolutionary that allegedly took hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Black community for a school that was never built. Everybody's woke, but y'all still sleep. Okay, and so does Floyd Mayweather, who I feel like just wanted to show off that he knows how to read. Because remember when the Breakfast Club exposed that Floyd wasn't that good at it?
I was going to post something on one of my social media pages, but I decided to do it the old school way and read it out to you.
But that was a few years ago. Maybe he got it together, got a tutor or something. But look, we're going to dive into all of that. The real story behind what is happening to Kyrie. Is this a case of social media buck breaking and the system trying to crush a Black man? Is cancel culture spiraling out of control over a simple mistake? Or is the backlash truly justified? We're going to get into all of that, the reaction from the internet streets and celebrities all alike, and the demands that the NBA and Nike are making of Kyrie if he wants to keep his jobs. Apparently, he already lost a couple of mil. But before we get into all of that, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Make sure you hit the subscription button and you never miss another episode. ESPN reported that the Brooklyn Nets star guard Kyrie Irving had been suspended without pay after his talk with the media on Thursday regarding a social media post that linked to a movie full of lies and anti-Semitic stereotypes. Included in the movie apparently was lies as big as the Holocaust didn't happen. Now, I didn't watch the movie. Apparently, it's this Black Hebrew Israelite, Blacks Are the Real Jews-esque movie. And while I don't know the details of that, and I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I do, what I think we can all agree on is that the Holocaust did happen. And if you are pushing those types of narratives, they are harmful and they do spring from white supremacist ideology. So while I don't think Kyrie Irving necessarily meant harm, apparently there was harmful content in the thing that he promoted on his Twitter, or at least posted. Now, apparently Irving was asked by reporters if he had anti-Semitic views and if he was sorry. He said that he respects all walks of life and that he did not intend to cause harm. The Nets top leader said they were dismayed that Irving wouldn't give a clear apology for his social media post. According to Yahoo Sports, NBA insiders informed him that after several days of inaction from Irving's superiors, he would need to do a lot to return to the court. This is consistent with the Nets general manager, Shawn Marks, who also alluded to the same thing. For Irving to be reinstated, according to Shawn Marks, he must apologize apologized to the media in person, saying that he regrets showing the film and that he realizes it is detrimental and incorrect, and he needs to apologize on all of his social media channels as well, in addition to meeting with Jewish community leaders in Brooklyn and completing sensitivity training as defined by the team. He must also adhere to the team's established guidelines. Irving has until the end of the season, the last year of the four-year contract he signed with the Nets in 2019, to meet with the ownership and prove he has learned from his mistakes. Now, some are calling this a step too far. The man made a tweet reposting a movie that he watched, and now he is at risk apparently of losing everything. And while he has apologized, it seems like, at least from what people are saying, that they want Kyrie Irving to lay on a cross with nails in his hands and pray for forgiveness, because apparently what he did was that big of an issue. And I'm not saying it's not, nor are we trying to justify anything that he said. But it does seem like there is some type of agenda to make sure that Kyrie Irving pays for his sins. The CEO of Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, also pointed out that Irving has a lot of work to do after learning of how the NBA star answered that question. What did Kyrie say? The answer to that question, do you have anti-Semitic beliefs, is always no, without equivocation. We took Kyrie at his word when he said he took responsibility, but today he did not make good on that promise, Greenblatt wrote. Hours later, the star point guard posted an apology on his verified Instagram account in which he claimed full responsibility for his behavior. Reading, to all Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain and I apologize, Irving wrote. I initially reacted out of emotion to being unjustly labeled anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. I had no intentions to disrespect any Jewish cultural history regarding the Holocaust or perpetuate any hate. I am learning from this unfortunate event and hope we can find understanding between us all. And I do think that he has a good point. Like, look, the guy didn't necessarily mean any harm. I do think what he did is harmful. And look, when you do have a huge platform, what you say matters, and those things can carry over. But at the same time, if it's a simple mistake and the man just, that's what it is, and we're here to educate him, does it take such a level of making that man bend the knee in order to keep his livelihood? That is what people, I feel like, are feeling when they're frustrated looking at the situation. But despite his apology, criticism of Irving continued to mount, with Nike suspending its relationship with the NBA star. According to the statement made by Nike, at Nike, we believe there is no place for hate speech and we condemn any form of anti-Semitism, Nike said in a statement to CNN. To that end, we've made the decision to suspend our relationship with Kyrie Irving effective immediately and will no longer launch the Kyrie 8. Woo! That's a big bag I know he's missing. We are deeply saddened and disappointed by the situation and its impact on everyone. The Los Angeles superstar LeBron James says former teammate Kyrie Irving caused some harm to a lot of people, but also said that he apologized but didn't respect or condone anything that he did, and people also felt a little bit of a way about that.
And I believe, what Kyrie did caused some harm to a lot of people. And he has since, over the last, I think today or was it yesterday, he apologized. But he caused some harm, and I think it's unfortunate. But I don't stand on the position to harm people when it comes to your voice or your platform or anything. And so it doesn't matter what color your skin is, how tall you are, what position you are in. If you are promoting or soliciting or saying harmful things to any community that harm people, then I don't respect it. I don't condone it.
The ADL Anti-Defamation League declined Kyrie Irving and the Nets previously announced $500,000 donation after Irving's suspension on Thursday. Oh, that's sad. The ADL decided to turn down Irving's apology and the donation before he sent it late Thursday.
Nah, I'm afraid it's too late for that.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver also voiced his displeasure with Irving, calling him disappointing. Kyrie Irving made a reckless decision to post a link to a film containing deeply offensive anti-Semitic material, Silver said in a statement issued before Irving's apology. And while the hate was building up, it seems like Floyd Mayweather had a soft spot in his heart for Mr. Kyrie and had his own statement that he wanted to say in support of the man.
America is the land of the free. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and supposedly freedom to choose. Never be controlled by money. I respect you for having some integrity and being your own man. A free mind makes its own choices, an enslaved mind follows the crowd. Stand for something or fall for anything. One man can lead a revolution to stand up and fight for what's right. One choice, one word, one action can change the world. It's crazy how people hate you for being a leader. I hope your actions encourage many others to stand up and say enough is enough. Respect to you, Kyrie.
Now, I don't know exactly what all Floyd was referring to in his video. I don't know what this Kyrie plays basketball, so I don't know what revolution he's leading. And again, I'm not following the guy that thought the earth was flat a couple months ago. I'm sorry. You don't do enough research for me. I got a problem with that. And look, I don't want to take away from exactly what is happening here. And I don't want to bring levity to the situation. And I don't want to get lost in all of what's going on here. There is a vulnerable group of people who suffered a tragic history, and those people were harmed by the post that Kyrie made. And he has such a big platform with millions of followers. When you say something, it means a lot more than anyone else. So while it probably was an innocent mistake, it had real consequences. Anti-Semitism has been getting worse in the U.S. over the past few years, which is why I think this is so controversial. The ADL says that at least 2,717 anti-Semitic incidents were reported in the U.S. in 2021. This is more than the 942 incidents reported in 2015. Almost 3 times. I also feel like the NBA is just a little bit tired of Kyrie with, you know, the vaccine issue we had during the pandemic with him. He didn't want to take the vaccine, and that also had some issues with him being able to play, and he stood on his ground with that. And I'm not saying that he was wrong for it, but it did cause more issues for him in his career. And now with this added on top and the flat earth things, it seems like Kyrie Irving wants to be more of, I don't know, a political commentator. Like, he wouldn't be doing this more than he wants to be playing basketball. In the past few years, because of the vaccine and the pandemic, Irving didn't play in many of Brooklyn's home games that season because he wasn't vaccinated against COVID-19, which made it hard for him to play in indoor arenas because of a New York City law. The rule was later changed, and in March, he went back to the Barclays Center. But I think him not playing and his issues with the vaccine left a bad taste in people's mouths. And again, you can have these opinions as much as you want. The problem is that if you are going to be trying to get paid from major corporations, if your opinion doesn't line up with theirs, they're not going to want to keep you on the payroll, so you have to make a decision, or you have to find a way to make your money in a way that does not rely on other people caring about what you believe. So while some people are saying that it's buck breaking on social media, some also would say that it's just companies trying to protect their bottom line from a guy who tweets whatever the hell he wants and doesn't really do a lot of background before doing it, and their brands are connected to his. But let's get into the comments and see what the streets have to say. LeBron is so corny, he could have easily said, "I know Kyrie and he has no hate or ill will in his heart. I know what he did caused a lot of hurt to people, but I strongly believe he had no malice behind his actions." And again, LeBron could have done a better job of defending his friend and making sure that he painted Kyrie in the best light. Didn't seem like LeBron really cared too much about that. LeBron was not about to let Kyrie mess up his bag. You can denounce anti-Semitism, but also support a man you call brother. Facts. And I do believe that about LeBron. That's true. Kyrie getting suspended is just more fuel as to why the system was never for us, but was just made to profit off our backs. Nike has ended its relationship with Kyrie Irving over hate speech, but continues its partnership with the Chinese government, which is currently committing actual genocide against Muslims, and also they have slaves. Yeah, look, that's a hell of a fact, and there is some truth to that. These companies don't have morals. Look, if you expect a Fortune 500, a company, $100 million, billion-dollar company to have morals, then fam, you are the one that is the fool. Kanye and Kyrie really got black people spouting anti-Semitism like it's a black power movement. Absolutely insane times. And I do want to comment on this. Guys, I understand there's a lot of information out there, but the second your information leads you to hating another group, then you probably need to check exactly where you got it from. Because that is a good point. A lot of the reason why Kyrie is in this mess is because of the ideology he followed. And sometimes the onboarding and the unwrapping to these ideologies can be laid with treacherous paths that can mislead you down the wrong path and have you saying things that are incorrect and that you don't actually believe or you do not understand the origin of and why it hurts other groups of people. So yeah, but let us know what you think in the comments. Do you think Kyrie Irving is, you know, the devil he deserves to be losing? was everything? Do you think that we should be building statues to the man and he's the next great leader? Do you think that it's just the internet overreacting and it's not big of a deal? Do you think he will be able to stay in the NBA or is this the end of his career? Let us know what you think and thank you for tuning in. I am Joe Stone and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, and I will see you in the next one.